Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting second, the center fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting third, the right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Babe Barna. Batting sixth, the catcher, Harry Danning. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Mickey Whitheck. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tom Sunkel. Pitching for the New York Giants, Tom Sunkel. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second, the shortstop, Lenny Morello. Batting third, the second baseman, Lou Stringer. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Rip Russell. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Lou Novikoff. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting eighth, the catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Claude Passo. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Claude Passo. And now, play ball. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Passo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marshall moves to third. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marshall scores. Ott moves to second. It's 1-0, Giants. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna strikes out. Two outs. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck takes first base on ball 4. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello takes first base on ball 4. Heck moves to second. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer hits a line drive into center field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Heck moves to third. Morello moves to second. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-1, Cubs. Bill McGee now pitching. Lou Novikoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikoff hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Whitheck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead takes first base on ball 4. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee strikes out. 2 outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo bunts towards first. Mize scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Passo for the out. McCullough moves to second. 1 out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Morello strikes out. The ball gets by Danning. He chases the ball to the backstop. McCullough scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 5-1, Cubs. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ott hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mize hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Russell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 0 for 1 in the game. Novikov hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russell moves to second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Russell moves to third. Novikov moves to second. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCullough hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 0 for 0 in the game. Passo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna is 0 for 1 in the game. Barna hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0 for 1 in the game. Danning hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Hack hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Marshall. Hack reaches second base with a double. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hack moves to third. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber juggles the ball. That's an error on Werber. Hack scores. Morello moves to second. It's 6-1, Cubs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Russell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Novikov hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mickey Whitek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitek is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Whitek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buster Maynard pinch hits for Bill McGee. Buster Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard strikes out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitek moves to second. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Whitek moves to third. Marshall moves to second. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mize hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Feldman now pitching. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCullough takes first base on ball 4. Cavaretta moves to second. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 0-for-1 in the game. Passo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Hack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morello takes first base on ball 4. Cavaretta moves to third. McCullough moves to second. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Stringer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna is 0 for 2 in the game. Barna strikes out. 1 out. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0 for 2 in the game. Danning hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Nicholson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Russell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Novikov takes first base on ball 4. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Novikov. The throw from Danning and he is safe. Novikov steals second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whittek hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Babe Young pinch hits for Harry Feldman. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 3 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello throws to second for 1, and Stringer throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Werber moves to second. 2 outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Werber scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Cubs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ott hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ace Adams now pitching. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCullough strikes out. 1 out. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 0 for 2 in the game. Passo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Hack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mize hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna is 0-for-3 in the game. Barna hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0-for-3 in the game. Danning hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Morello hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stringer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Russell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-3 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whittek hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hank Lieber pinch hits for Ace Adams. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cavaretta. Lieber reaches second base with a double. Gerges moves to third. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-4 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and New York Giants, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.